This week on Two Nerds, a Podcast.
The podcast we've all been waiting for.
Not me, really.
Why can't we see Ethan's face? They do that purposely, like they show his body. Like, I don't understand what's such a big deal about him being
faceless. It's just a meme at this point. It's just like the guy, the neighbor next door in Home Improvement.
I kind of
like... How did he reproduce?
How did he fuck and have a kid...
These are the questions that I actually will ask.
These are good questions.
That boss fight, quote unquote, if you want to call it, that was like the weakest shit ever.
The thing is, I liked that because it wasn't a traditional boss fight. Like, I just kind of liked running and finding her. I thought it broke up.
Yeah, because it wasn't a boss fight.
We get it. You fucking love it. It's the greatest boss fight in Resident Evil history. Like, we understand.
The face splits.
Nemesis would explode during at this boss fight. Like,
you can see the Kadu because her face splits.
In the annals of fucking great boss fights in video game history, fucking Ben Vientos going down like in the top five.
Clearly, I just said
easily
that. top. Honestly,
fuck Ganondorf in Hyrule Castle with the volleyball and shit.
Top two boss fights of all time for real, dog. She's actually not a bad.
Okay, so you murdered person. Her. So you murdered her in cold blood in a hallucinogenic rage.
Yeah, basically.
But obviously, I'm a big like Universal Monster guy. Demutresk, I believe, this is the first vampire in Resident Evil ever.
She's not even really a vampire.
She's
though,
not like, technically a vampire, right, but still, yeah.
The first thing, when you see the three daughters, okay, I was like, in my mind, I was like, okay, Dracula had three wives.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just really liked the mythology that they created.
That was
with
probably
it.
Purpose, like.
Oh, well, I guarantee
yeah.
it was like.
Yeah. Who's your favorite lord?
It was Dimitrescu.
Dimitrescu.
I
are you
going to
say something controversial?
He's going to be like,
Heisenberg!
Heisenberg, my bro!
Yeah, Heisenberg, though, for real.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you a special presentation of...
Two Nerds, a Podcast. Your home for everything movies.
Movie.
Music. Video games. And everything in between. With your host...
How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Two Nerds, a Podcast. We are two nerds. This is a podcast. I am Buddy the Bruiser with
three fucking nerds, a podcast.
Nice try.
Hey, why? Okay, why do I keep coming back? You're wasting my fucking time if it's not.
It's
three
the,
nerds
the working
a podcast.
Title right now is Two Nerds a Podcast featuring.
Featuring,
Midnight
thank
Miles.
You.
Featuring Midnight Miles.
I'm like a fucking collab track, bro. You guys need me here. We gotta bump the ratings, bro.
I'm Dynamite Jared. All right.
Are we cutting the bullshit? Are we just
cut the bullshit?
Right,
let Miles talk.
Miles, Resident Evil 8.
The podcast we've all been waiting for.
Not me, really.
Yes. Jared, anyways, Village. Let's do it, buddy. Lead us in.
All right, Resident Evil Village. Of course, it is the direct continuation of Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. I guess right off the bat, this one's like a billion times fucking better than 7, I thought. At least, I don't know, like... Because replaying 7 right before this, I felt it was, like, I don't know, like, a chore to get through. And it just, like, this one's more fun, I guess.
I really like 7, and I did replay 3.
You're never
going
to get
7.
Him to say anything bad about any of these games.
No, that's not true.
I'll say you're going a little harsh on 7. It's not a billion times better.
I really like 7.
It's like 100 times better.
It's a lot better. It's fair to say
honestly,
it's a lot better?
I won't say it's a lot better. Even I'm going hard. I'll say it is definitively better than Resident Evil 7.
I like Village better than I like 7.
All right,
but it's not.
But,
so we're all in agreement here.
I feel like it's just the overall gameplay and how more open. I don't say it's open world, but it's bigger. It basically expands on everything 7 started. 7, if I want to play a more horror game, because it's much more horror influence, I would pick that. If I'm going to play a little more action horror, I'm going to pick Village. But, like, I don't know. They're very different. They're, you know, obviously first person, same characters.
This is the way I look at it. Because I don't think that Resident Evil 7 was really that closed. I think it felt more like claustrophobic than 8 does, because you got the whole ass village and it's like daytime out and
and
like in Resident Evil 7 you have like the whole like Baker like estate that you're running through, which is pretty fucking big.
It's actually pretty big,
you know, like,
right? Yeah.
And there's the area where there's the camper outside where you can go to like the different areas.
I love that like central area and you're going off and you got
to
go.
I just hate when you're like, you're so used to going there, you've killed the molded out there, and then like one time you'll clear a part of the story and there's like 17 more fucking molded there.
And they're like
there.
The spider mold, like the really like strong ones. But yeah, and fours, yeah, that's just crazy.
But like, to me, Village just felt more like a Resident Evil game to me. Like, 7 felt like a Resident Evil game, but at the same time, like, I don't know, like this, like with Village, like you have the merchant, you're the inventory space and all this shit, which never really comes into, like, I never had a trouble with my storage in the game.
No,
like,
no.
But, like, it feels like you could. You know what I mean? Like,
when I played it on my second playthrough, I, like, added the, like, unlimited guns and stuff.
Right,
and I felt like it was close. Like, there were a couple times I was, like, almost full. But I didn't end up having that problem,
but,
so.
But I guess, like, to speak on, like, the horror element of it, I mean, had you asked me, like, when I'm in the castle, right? Like, towards the beginning of the game, which I think shouldn't have been at the beginning of the game. But
true.
During that part, I was like, 7 is, like, so much scarier than this shit. But then you get to the second Lord, and I was like, this is scarier than anything that happened in the entire time of 7.
So,
but that part's only, like, 10
yeah, it's not
long.
Very long. Yeah, I know.
When I just replayed that, I was trying to rush through it a little bit. When you go to get the elevator with her, and the baby is
right.
coming through...
There's going to be spoilers on all of this.
Spoiler,
yeah. Right.
So I was cutting it close. The baby's coming around, and I'm like hitting the elevator button. Both doors are opening because it takes a minute. I spun to the left. The buttons were on the right. I went to press them, and it went to a cutscene, and the baby ate me. And I loved it.
I've never been eaten by the baby.
Oh, I had.
Maisie's having
time.
Like a fucking panic attack over there thinking about
that baby.
Well, no, the baby goes like this. Like, I was excited because, like, to be honest, in all the Resident Evil series, most of the deaths are, like, hilarious if you actually die. Like, not and get, like, killed or shot, any of the other ones. But, like, the early games, if you're Resident Evil 2 especially, they cut and they show, like, a liquor cutting you in half or someone doing something. It's like, you're dead, you know? Like, the whole, it's great.
You are dead.
Yeah, you are dead. You got it. But...
It's just weird to hear you say you're dead, because in text you never fucking use conjunctions at all.
Yeah, it's always
you
very proper
do.
English. Yeah.
And so, like,
yeah, it's
you are dead. Like, this sounds right up your alley.
So, when the baby eats you, because I got eaten by the baby, it slows down and it shows the baby grabbing you by your feet, and the baby pushes you slowly into the mouth, and it's screaming, ah, the whole time. So I'm crying laughing, and then the baby pushes you first person's head in, and then it starts eating you, and then it cuts off. So it's like a weird, slow... It's fun. Like, it was very fun. The next time I did the same thing, and the baby was about to get in, and I pressed the button, and the game actually, like, not froze, but did something weird and went right to the proper cutscene. So it was interesting to kind of play with the limitations of the game a little bit.
Right. So we were jumping around a little bit, so I guess, like, for those of you that are interested in the story or whatever, so it's a direct continuation of 7. It's a couple, I think it's like 2 years later.
Three to four years later.
3 to 4 years later.
They actually try to do, like, not real time, but it's been 4 years since Resident Evil 7. They try to keep it almost, like, actual time, yeah.
Right, so basically...
Until the end.
You and me are there, you have a baby or whatever, and then... Shit hits the fan right off the fucking beginning. Chris breaks in your fucking house and shoots down your wife right in front of your fucking eyes, and then you get abducted, basically, and then you're...
Can we just talk about how fucking stupid that is, by the way? That, like...
It's not a great opening, to be honest.
It's a cool opening.
It's cool.
Like, it got your attention, but by the end of the game, when you figure out what's going on, it's literally like...
Like, how did they leave her there?
No, it's not even that. the stupidest fucking thing ever is that Chris didn't take 2 fucking seconds to be like, that's not your wife.
Right. That's...
He literally just was like, I'm going to be a complete fucking dickhead to you this entire time. I'm going to pistol whip you, like...
And his whole team...
It's like, you should have told Ethan the plan.
Why didn't you tell Ethan? Like, what's... Because Ethan's been trained by the military and him.
Oh,
like,
I didn't have time. Like, shut the fuck up.
You could have been like...
You shot your wife. You literally could have just been like...
Looked him in the eyes.
Literally like, Ethan, you need to come with me. That's not your wife. Like, there's some... He literally just be like, something's going on. I will explain it to you in the fucking van. Instead of, we need to knock you the fuck out and, like, abduct you and your fucking baby. Yeah. Like...
The biggest thing with this game, and we're jumping around a little bit, is I feel like a lot of the plot points, especially later in the game, it almost felt like they did the whole game, and then they're like, well, how do we close this fucking thing up or make the story wrap up? I feel like a lot of things were very convenient, and it's like, it was almost like they made the game, they're like, oh, we're going to try to make Chris look like the bad guy in the beginning, but we have no idea how to actually, like, reveal the story. Like, there's, like... I don't know, because, like, the whole Mia thing, that's all... It could have been 2 seconds. I feel like even Capcom has got to the end of the game, because his whole team's like, well, Chris, you should have just told him the truth. Like, you know what I mean? Like, kept saying that. It's like, did they realize how dumb it was to not reveal that when they did the trailers?
It makes no sense. It's just a weird plot device to... And you didn't even need to fucking do it, because, like, all right, just fucking run the same fucking scenario. Their fucking car gets attacked, and you fucking wake up in the village by yourself, and like, okay, Ethan's by himself, he's got to go through all this shit.
He's got to find...
And Chris can still be like, when you run into him, he can literally still do the same thing, like, Ethan, fuck off, like, you can't do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right, like, he literally still act the same way, and like, yeah, it was all just so they could get the plot twist later. Oh, Chris isn't actually a bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay, brother, I knew Chris wasn't a fucking bad guy. When he came in and shot fucking Mia, like, I was like, okay, something's up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because they're not going to make Chris Redfield a fucking bad guy halfway through the series. They tried to do the same thing with Jill in Resident Evil 5. Have her come out and be like, oh, she's working with Wesker now, like, she's a bad guy. No, she was under mind control.
The thing was, they could have literally done that.
Like, be like, my squad was under fucking Miranda's mind control or something like that.
The thing
was, like,
even with her chest, and it was obvious that she was being controlled, it was done better than Chris just doing that shit at the beginning of fucking 8.
But, you know, I mean, whatever.
Gripes aside, starts off, I'm a huge werewolf fan. Even though, to be honest, I don't want to nitpick too much because I really did love this game. We're nitpicking.
I'm glad you're nitpicking because you fucking love everything and you won't say anything bad about anything.
I actually do.
I'm just annoyed by the constant fucking like asterisks. I am nitpicking, but I love this game.
Can we be fair? It's a very fun and good game, right? Am I wrong?
It's good. It's good. It's a good game. I don't think it's in my top 5 Resident Evil, but I think
it's not. I just said it's not mine either. But, I've only
played 3 of them, so it's in my top 3. So,
there we go. buddy throwing out there, admitting the truth.
What is it? Fucking 4, 7, and 8?
4, 7, and 8, that's
all. But you haven't even beat 4.
I haven't beat 4, no.
You haven't even gotten to fucking Salazar yet.
No, but I redownloaded it.
Way to call him out on the podcast.
But I'm going to be playing that.
Wait till you get to the giant fucking puppet Salazar that fucking chases you through the
after Ghost of Tsushima.
And you just have to tap, like, X, like, super fast. It's just Leon sprinting at the screen.
I'm pretty sure I've broken my hands during some, like, fucking cut things. And when he's running away from boulders and it's like...
Oh, my God.
Like, it's just fucking horrible. But... Village. Oh, they don't really explain why they turned into.
Who's the leader of the village? In 4, I can never remember his name. And me and Lord Sadler. Lord Sadler.
Sadler. Yeah.
I can't believe I like Sadler, me. Just looking in your eyes made me remember fucking his name.
Fuck, 4 is great. 4 remakes coming out. We'll do another podcast on that. It's probably coming out next.
I think
that is the next Resident Evil game. It's supposed to be
out. I thought you said a Revelations was coming out first.
It
Either way, it'll be out soon.
I'm really not that psyched about the Resident Evil 4 remake.
It's pretty unnecessary. I mean, obviously.
Like, it's literally just going to be Resident Evil 4, except you can run and shoot at the same time.
Yeah.
It's which is literally going to be it.
Unless they up the difficulty a lot.
And the graphics are going to be insane, as if the fucking graphics in Resident Evil 4 still don't hold up today.
The way they did the Resident Evil 4 graphics, how they're kind of like, they're really good, but it's almost like a haze on them. But it almost like when you watch something on VHS, even some of the great, like, better quality stuff, it still looks fine or good to me. Like, I enjoy the way it looks. The way they did Resident Evil 4 at the time, I feel like they tried to, like, hide some of the flaws or some of the things with the graphics.
No, they didn't try to hide any. Like, Resident Evil 4 at the time was graphically the greatest game ever made.
But, okay.
No, there was nothing even fucking close at the time.
I'm not.
That game came out, and I was literally like, this is real. Like, this is.
Yeah.
Like, no other game, when I say looks before or after, like, Resident Evil 4, like, the way they did the graphics and, like, I've never seen a game to me that looked like the way they did.
There was literally, like, a fucking, stuff. Like, a shine on his gun strap, dude. I was like,
well, I mean, even I was just like,
what
the way,
fuck?
It's almost for me, like, found footage films. We're going off a little topic, off topic, but.
I think you're just looking at the way that the shit's aged, and maybe they've done the HD remasters and shit on it.
No, I mean, like, it looks. No, I love shit, the way Resident Evil.
When that shit dropped, they weren't trying to hide anything. They were like, literally, this is the greatest graphics you're going to be able to get at the time. Boom.
It's more like, even if something comes out with great graphics next to it, it doesn't. The way that they designed Resident Evil 4, to me, is like.
Do you know what the fuck he's talking about right
I'm
now?
I'm trying to fit it. Like, someone watching the Blair Witch Project and then putting it next to Paranormal Activity or another found footage. It's.
Yeah,
it's too iconic. Like, the way
it
looks.
Yeah, it wasn't in HD when it came out. We know that.
No, I know, but it looks. No, but it looks.
It
just
was definitely in standard definition when the game came out on GameCube and PlayStation.
But even the games who try to mimic Resident Evil 4 don't look as iconic as Resident Evil 4. Like, this game just looks different to me.
I don't know if it looked like it just looked really good at the time.
I don't know.
It was just, I like, really hyper-realistic.
We'll maybe,
it was hyper-realistic graphics
maybe
for the
maybe
time.
Maybe some of the listeners can understand what I'm saying, but.
I don't know what this haze you're talking about is.
He's just too drunk as fuck.
No, let's continue. No,
that's when he's six beers in playing Resident Evil 4. He's like, damn, there's like a haze over these graphics.
No, but the way...
looks like they're trying to hide some imperfections.
No, I don't mean that in an imperfection way. It just looks... I love the way it looks. I like the art direction. I like the character models. I like the style.
It's just
everything
realism.
Everything about that game is great.
It's just realism. That's how all Resident Evil games have been done graphically. Even going back to, like... Okay, maybe not the first two.
Even though 2 looks great.
It looks good, but like when you see the cutscenes, it looks cartoony.
Well, yeah.
Like, so I'd say from like 4 on, like, they're done in like as realistic of graphics as they can do.
For the general.
It's just in realism. Sure. Like, I don't think there's anything like particularly stylistic about any of them.
I don't know. Something about 4, man. It hits different. It's different. You like that shit. You guys like that fucking Twitter shit. Go ahead, buddy. Listen.
Oh, you were talking about werewolves, and then you got all sidetracked.
I don't understand. So, there are...
Drink some water. Jesus
notes.
Christ.
I know. I'm dying. I'm having a moment. We're talking about my favorite series. I'm like...
Dasani, what the fuck is that? Jesus Christ.
Beulah Corner Store, Scat.
he sounded worse after he drank the water.
Because he's drinking Dasani.
Anyways.
Just drank acid, bro.
No, for real, though. So, they talk about the Kadu, whatever, like the parasite.
Yeah, it's like a Kadu.
They never explain, like, why they randomly, like, when they got infected or were purposely infected, why they turned into lichens. And I think it's very interesting they just decided to be like, we're in Europe. I didn't feel it was almost like something in their minds or the cultural mindset. Like,
it's in the data. If you didn't have an affinity towards the mold and the Kadu, then you turned into a lichen.
Yeah, but there's no reason why they didn't turn into like a zombie or a possessed person. Like,
well, why would a T-virus turn someone into a zombie in the first place? Why did the mold turn someone into a, well, I guess a big pile of fucking mold?
I was going to say. But, like, with a zombie, it's more like an undead... human, where like the lichen, like you see them, they are like transformed. The nose is different.
I just wouldn't think about that, too.
I wondered about that.
No, because they're like,
it's literally just a bioweapon. This bioweapon does this. This bioweapon does this.
Anyways, I thought it was interesting, and I didn't know if it was because like old Eastern European villages and mythology, and like I didn't know if it was in their characters' minds. I thought it was like they grew up on witchcraft and stuff like that. I'm like, so do these infected people portray what they think maybe in like their minds, like fairy tales, folk tales, lore and legend that they grew up with? Like, why would they not turn into like a more just possessed, like in Resident Evil 4? It's my favorite series. I'm going to kind of go
you're
off.
You're just thinking way too deeply about it. It's like, virus, go burr. That's what happens. Like,
it's a good discussion piece. I'm just very curious.
Why do they turn into lichens? Because they got shot up with fucking lichen bullshit. Like, why do werewolves turn into werewolves? Because they got bit by a werewolf.
Yeah, but the...
Why does that happen? So why don't they just get rabies and die?
But the basic things, if they're infected with basic mold, I just don't assume they...
With the Kadu. The Kadu is the fucking...
Kadu was not every... Not everything was infected with a Kadu. That was the whole point. They talk about later in the game that Moreau was the one that actually did Kadu. Like, Mother Miranda infected other people with mold, and they turned into lichens. They didn't know what they were doing, and that's why, like, the Kadu are mostly in the...
Are you sure?
Lords.
It was literally just...
Yeah, because isn't the Kadu, like, the mostly mold in a fetus?
Yes, in the Lords. The Lords have...
Okay, but them. It said in the documents at the end of the game, all the fucking things, it was like, all right, fucking, this cat couldn't fucking handle Kadu. He's a lichen. Mother Moran, or fucking Dimitrescu. Oh, what? She has a really high affinity for this. She did not turn into a lichen. Okay. I fucking understand that.
But, like, not there all of them, not, like, a lot of them.
But I'm sorry that fucking infected. Resident Evil is not gonna fucking, like, have, like, the 2-hour cutscene of the fucking biologist explaining exactly why this fucking shit happens.
That's people, why I'm
And
there.
They never fucking did. They never did that.
But I just was curious.
Resident Evil 1, they were like, they were fucking around with a virus. It turned everyone into a zombie. Okay, I get it. You never complained about it then. You're like, you were never like, why does it turn them into
we're
a zombie?
Not deep. We're deep. Well,
No, you back then were like, T-virus go burr. Like,
yeah, but still, with a human, if they look like a dead human is a zombie, that makes sense to me. That they're the undead, dead version of themselves. The lichens look phenomenal.
Why did the people in Resident Evil 6 have sparks shoot out of their head when you killed them?
Not everyone did.
Not in Leon's campaign because he was fighting zombies. But in Chris and what's his name? Jake. It's not shit that I'm like, okay, video game. Like, they have a virus that makes them have sparks go out of their head.
Bro.
I never question why the fucking COVID-19 virus makes my fucking nose get stuffed up.
Well, some people
do. I'm just like, damn, virus makes me sick. The scientist's job is to fucking figure that shit out, but, like, the average citizen isn't thinking about this shit.
If this was Final Fantasy...
I don't think anyone fucking cares why they're
fantasy,
fucking...
If this was Final Fantasy, bro, and it was a Blitzball shit, you'd be going off on
no, every I wouldn't.
Detail.
I wouldn't. In Final Fantasy, it's Blitzball, you're in, like, a water sphere, and you basically fucking play soccer. Okay, cool. Why do they do it in a water sphere? That never fucking crossed my mind, ever. I was like, oh, they play a game in a water sphere? That's the rules of the game. Okay,
I'm looking for
this is the shit they've established on the lore. Okay, this is just...
All right.
It's in the documents, okay? I don't even think Mother Miranda fucking knows why it happened. She's just like, I've done these experiments, this is what happens.
Mother Miranda, we'll transition. Mother Miranda's character should have been way more fleshed out, and she was basically like, they got to the end of the game, they're like, oh, we need a final boss. Okay.
It like, wasn't like right? that. She's alluded to the entire game.
But they really
talk about
they
her
talk,
the entire
they talk
game.
About her constantly. There's photos of her
but
everywhere.
But they don't. Really,
they don't give her time. Like, I understand what you're saying. Like, she doesn't.
She's supposed to be the main baddie, and like, there's not like. To me, they don't.
What?
Give
tell
her
me, Lord.
Time.
Tell me, Lord Sadler's entire backstory, real quick.
Sadler, or like, okay, outside of Salazar. Who's the main... Okay, wait.
Who's the main bad guy? It's Sadler.
Yeah, but not the village chief in 4.
No, Sadler.
Isn't Isn't he the religious leader?
He's the fucking guy with the hood that turns into a big monster at the end. You shoot him with a rocket launcher, and he dies. Because he's the main... He's, like, the main leader of what's going on there. Lord Salvador. What's his backstory?
Okay. I know that he uses Salazar because Salazar is actually the lord over the whole area.
Oh, just like Mother Miranda used all the fucking lords in the village.
She created the lords.
And used them.
Yes. But even my bro Heisenberg knew that, hated that.
Right.
But they all already existed before she...
Don't act like Heisenberg was fleshed out. He literally showed up and was like, I move metal shit. Oh, by the way, Maisie fucking pointed out that he could do that before he even got infected. And like...
He was infected from the minute you saw him in the game.
I know, but yeah, she's saying like there's intel in the game that said that like one of the reasons why he was a prime candidate is because he could move metal before.
That's why he was chosen. Yeah.
Then I'm like, well, why though? Why can he move metal? And then Jared was like, you don't need to know just like what he just did to my house. But I don't know. Because
Heisenberg go burn.
We like the deep shit. I'm trying to know.
You're
some
never
shit.
Gonna know. You're just gonna sit there and think about shit and come up with creepypastas for yourself that are never going to fucking come to fruition. Like Capcom's never going to come forward and be like, this is why this is.
I will say.
And if they do, it's gonna be like three different people that worked on the game saying completely different fucking things.
I will say
because Capcom, the Japanese do not fucking care about this shit. Why did Super Saiyan 4 grow its tail back?
I'm not going to encourage Dragon Ball.
Toei is not going to fucking tell you. They have no fucking idea.
I have things to say, but let's get back on track in Resident Evil 8. Talk to me about the game, buddy. You talk to me about the game. Because it's like the only third Resident Evil I ever played. What did you think overall compared to 7? Because you're comparing the 7 and 8 a lot. It's like your main two.
I mean, nothing else that we haven't already said about it. The game was, we said it's a lot bigger. It's a lot more grand. It's just more fun.
I think it feels bigger, but I don't think it's actually
like,
that much bigger.
I felt it was just like more fun to play.
It is more fun. It's more fun to play. Seven,
like, because when I was replaying 7, like, before this, it was kind of like a slog to, like, get through some of it, and I didn't even, like, finish it. And this one, I was, like, never bored at all. I always was having fun the entire time. Like, in 7, it was just, like, I don't, like, some of the puzzles were, like, not creative. I guess it's, like, literally, I was, like, all right, I'm trying to match an eagle on the wall's shadow.
That's
right.
Like, it's just, like, a lot of this shit in that game was just, like, weak.
That's just Resident Evil.
It's a little bit, yeah.
Like, that's the part when I said the Resident Evil 7 felt like Resident Evil, that's the shit that I was talking about. Not the fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre hillbillies that were chasing me. Like,
yeah.
That part just felt like fucking, that felt like Outlast to me.
That was like an homage.
But like when I was doing like fucking eagle puzzles and shit, I was like, oh yeah, this is Resident Evil.
And then you gotta run through the wall before someone, a fucking molded comes up on you as soon as you like solve it.
I'll just tell you right now that if you're gonna play Resident Evil games, like get used to it because puzzles are like never creative.
No, but
like,
I mean,
the only creative puzzle
like,
they ever did, and it doesn't seem creative by today's standards, is replacing broken shotgun with real shotgun so the door opens.
That's iconic
though.
It's iconic. I will say the hardest puzzle in the whole series, Resident Evil, Ashley's puzzle in that dark room. You know what I'm talking about, with the different sliding pieces, and they all almost look the same.
I don't remember.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, there's no, like, strategy to it. It's like you have the piece and you're just literally trying to, like, line it up. Like, you're not using your brain trying to figure out, okay, I need to fucking unscrew this animal skull to replace the mask so I can get out of the fucking room. Like, it's not like you're thinking about anything. You're just like, all right, I'm going to fuck around with this shadow until it matches.
A lot of Resident Evil is backtracking. Like, you have, like, a three-part puzzle or three feet, like you need three parts.
Yeah, you have
to
go to like the other side of the fucking castle to fucking.
You gotta fight your way through. You gotta fight your way through this. You gotta fight your way. You put all the pieces together. You're in the next area.
I thought that Village was kind of lacking in the puzzle department.
There were
puzzles, but I didn't feel challenged by any of them.
You didn't feel challenged by those fire things. You were pissed.
What fire things? That's just because that was designed like dog shit. That was designed so bad. Like,
I just shot.
Where you have to push the fucking like
I just shot
things
him,
into the torches. Yeah, you have to like, but you can also like push them.
Yeah, you can also push them. But I was like, this fucking sucks. I'm just gonna pull out my fucking pistol.
Right,
and it takes
like,
2 seconds.
Basically, comes. Yeah. I ended up doing that. But like on the internet, it was like, oh, you can push them. But like the pushing design is
it
like
sucks,
is
yeah.
dog. It's so bad.
I will say, oh, even with enemies. So yeah, that's kind of what we're talking about, the pushing element for even like, you guard and push off.
It wasn't until my second playthrough, midway through, that I got the trophy for the guard and push.
Oh, I got it
immediately. I couldn't figure out how to fucking do it.
I think I got it by accident.
It's just insanely underutilized. Like, that could be a cool element, because it's supposed to be you push the person's dazed, and then you head, like, basically, you can headshot them. Like, it's supposed to be a whole fun gameplay element, and they never really expand on it. Because they're dazed. Like, if you block and push, the Lycans are dazed. You have an open shot at their heads, whatever you want to do.
Right.
Well, Capcom, why didn't you tell me about this? Like I said, I probably did it on accident at some point.
The biggest problem with some of these games, especially this one, you have so many weapons at some point in the game, or so much ammo, that it's just gun, go. That's great. But it loses a little bit of the survival horror element as the game goes on.
Right. Okay.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was a fine balance in this. You're never going to, I don't think, well, I guess in Resident Evil 2 Remake you did. But, like, I don't think another main Resident Evil game's ever going to make you scared of losing ammo anymore.
Right, yeah. And this one I was never nervous about the ammo at all. Okay, so the first, like, main section you get to in the game, after you're, like, exploring the village or whatever, you're in Demetress' castle. And, I don't like, for me, I don't know if you guys felt this way, but just, like, for the marketing of the game, like, I thought that that would have been, like, towards the end instead of the first thing. And, like, I get the, like, all right, so we did this thing. It was all hyped up in the trailer or whatever, and then it's done and everything else is, like, new after that. But I don't know. I thought that that should have been, like, because they made it seem like a bigger deal than it actually was.
Well, because they released the demo, and when the demo came out, like, Dimitrescu got so fucking popular, and they were, and, like, the developer, like, I literally read an interview with the developers, or, like,
they didn't expect her.
Yeah, they didn't expect her. Like, we think it's great that she's so popular, but, you know, like, she's not, like, the main part of the game.
The problem is, even with the trailers outside the demo, she was the main baddie in all the trailers.
The marketing, yeah. The
marketing.
It showed Heisenberg
at
and everybody.
At the end of a trailer, but
yeah, it made him seem like the fucking baddest dude of all time.
Yeah,
like,
but it made it seem more like...
They made him seem like such a big deal that I literally looked up to see who he was.
They made it seem like it was a reveal. When
right,
it
and I was like, what the... I was like, who the fuck is that? Then, like...
Demetress, though, and her daughters, they made them seem like... You're gonna fight the daughters and Demetress for like a while, which I understand what Buddy's saying, because they were like two different trailers. They were in it. Moreau was never in a trailer. Benevito, whatever, the doll was never in a trailer. Heisenberg was never seen moving outside of it, flipped his hat up, and he's like smoking or whatever, and he laughs at you. And then the final trailer, they show him with the Duke. Demetress are all like Ethan Winters. They made it seem, too, in the final trailer, like, that Ethan was going to be, like, something special. Like, something was going to happen that was going to reveal, like, is Ethan a different character? Like, people thought maybe he'd be a clone of Wesker, or he'd be, like, part of the family. But he's literally just, spoiler, a guy who died in Resident Evil 7. And he's molded, obviously. He's mold.
But I guess I kind of like...
How did he reproduce?
How did he fucking have a kid?
These are the questions that I actually will ask.
These are good,
like,
questions.
Yeah.
Is normal Mia, is she not infected at all? Like,
she never died. She never died. There's an intel early in the game of Chris that you find, like, outside of the van that, like, is, like, 2 years after that where they're, like, Mia's, like, finally fully, like, cured. Like, they basically, like, rehabbed her and, like, completely cured her of mold.
That's what I thought that's what happened. Like, I think I maybe remember that, but I'm like, okay. So
I don't know how she didn't get infected again, literally fucking taking that Ethan.
Mold dick.
Yeah,
taking that,
like,
molded dick, dude.
Like, that should be a fucking mold STD right there, like.
Do you think Ethan can make his
dick
bigger?
Do you think his cum was just like black mold?
I fucking know. Do you think I think
that if he understood that he was molded, he could definitely make his dick bigger on command.
Right, I feel like that's true.
Definitely.
All right, cool. We're on the same page. Thank
if God. He would have known what he was.
Me and Jared, once in our lives, do you think Ethan can morph his dick to a bigger dick?
Well,
under 50, 150%.
Well, look at all the other molded that you fight throughout the game, like the ones with
arms,
like
their arms get bigger, with the
affinity, like a high affinity for the mold, which obviously Ethan has, right? They are able to just like reshape their bodies
into
giant fucking monsters and shit. Like, yeah, Ethan could definitely reshape his dick into whatever size he
wants. That monster cock, bro. The only thing with Ethan,
basically we're saying he absolutely pulverized Mia when they conceived Rose.
And hopefully every time before. But they try to play off Ethan in both these games. Like, you see him go through the most, especially I'm replaying Village. Ethan gets absolutely massacred like 90 times, and he knows it. And then Mia in the cutscene later in the game, spoilers, she's like, Ethan's special. Like,
oh, she knows exactly what's up with him because when he jizzed, the black mold came out of his dick. So, I mean, like,
she's reinfected. Like, but,
accidentally pulled his fucking head off while they were having sex and had to stick it.
They make it seem like it was going to be a big reveal that Ian's special. I'm like, bro, his hands have been destroyed. His left hand was destroyed 75 times in between 7 and 8. Lost fingers, cut off, stitched back on, like. His other hand got put back on.
In eight, like, literally Dimitrescu just slices it clean off. You just grab it and stick it back on. And no stitches or anything. He just puts it back on.
He
pours the chem fluid
He pours chem fluid on him so many times. Like, it's like basically like a god's nectar. Like, it does everything. Like,
no, the one that I know, like, literally, because, like, right at the beginning of the game, when Dimitrescu, like, puts you on the fucking, like, meat hooks or whatever.
Yeah, when you're chained up,
and you literally, like, rip your fucking hand in half, and then, like, literally 2 seconds later, your hand is fine. So why didn't he grow his fucking fingers back?
Yeah, he never, on the one hand, he still has
his fingers. Yeah, I don't understand. And the other thing, too, one else is the daughters, when they come through, they hook through, and you see it through both of his fucking legs, like, just would have been through bone, through everything, and drag him through all those rooms. If you remember right, I'm like,
oh yeah,
like, you would black out, like, his body, like, he had massive holes in his legs, and he was just like, I'm fine, guy. Like, no, dude, like, clearly he's infected. He's a bioweapon or he's molded, you know? Like,
how did he never,
well, molded is a bioweapon.
Well,
like, yeah. He was never like,
they just kept it from him. Like, I feel like,
even though he's like attaching his hands and shit, like,
I think he seriously is just so stupid that he got used to it and never really thought about it.
Oh, poor King.
Or it's just like, to him, like, it might be like too traumatic. Like, there's so much trauma involved with it that, like, it's just like blanked out of his fucking head.
He might know and doesn't want to admit, because they never, like, obviously, Mia, like, never talks about... Well, no, okay. All right, we're jumping way ahead. The end of the game, he fights Mother Miranda, defeats her. He knows he's going to die because Mother Miranda rips his heart out, which is supposed to be another big reveal.
Couldn't he have just popped it back into his chest?
His heart looks like a human heart, even though he's molded.
I mean, it's still, like... It's still fucking, like, I mean, is it not still, like, his human corpse?
It is.
Just, like, infected with mold? Like,
yeah, but I don't really... The rules are loose, I feel like, for every character, so I don't really, you know... Looks like a heart. She rips it out. He knows he's dying. He looks at Chris, so he knows he's like, I'm not gonna make it, like... I'm about to die, bro. Like, take my wife, take the kid. I really wish they would have had a better reveal on the setup for Rose coming back to life. Like, with all her, because they go, like, in such detail about her being separated.
Oh, yeah.
The thing, like, the four lords get together and they do the ritual and, like, her body separates each of them. Like, I kind of would have liked the ritual, her coming back together, to be a little more serious.
About that.
Yeah, they don't really go into it or show anything.
I didn't think about it because I didn't give a shit about Rose. I was like, why is he going so hard for a baby?
It's his kid. You go hard for Austin.
Baby go wah. Well, Austin's fucking... Austin would have killed everyone in that village by himself.
Not if he was separated into little jars.
They wouldn't get to that point because he would just bite them all.
Anyway, what's up?
I will say, so...
How about the I, for some reason, I just thought about the dog that if you save at the beginning of Resident Evil 4 helps you, like,
throughout the game. I thought that's one of the best plot points in that whole fucking game, dude. Seriously. I lost what I was going to say, but I'm going to get it back.
You thought about the Resident Evil 4 dog. You're like, what a good boy.
What a good boy.
Right.
The best boy. Fuck, what was I going to say? I lost it. Jared took me on the Resident Evil 4.
Fine. We have to talk about Lady Dimitrescu.
Nemesis would have fucking fisted her.
Oh.
That'd be an interesting fight. Dimitrescu versus Nemesis.
I don't think it'd be interesting. Seeing what Dimitrescu took and what fucking Nemesis takes. Just look at Nemesis's feats in Resident Evil 3 because they just beefed him up that entire game. Like, he tanks more than any other Resident Evil villain. Because literally the entire game is him tanking shit for me. Yeah. Like,
wait till you get the final form Nemesis in 3 Remake.
Like, Mr. X tanks a lot.
Yeah.
He doesn't tank, like, half as much as fucking Nemesis does.
It's true. But Nemesis, he is probably in the whole series the most main, besides Wesker, but I'm talking about, like, game's called Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. He's on the cover.
The only reason, I think that Nemesis is definitely more durable than Wesker, but I think the reason why Wesker would win is because he's literally the Flash. Like, because he moves so fast, like, he could literally dish out all the punishment to Nemesis and never be touched.
Yeah, he just, like, run around circles around Nemesis. Yeah. Nemesis isn't fast, he's just durable. Fuck, I had a good point about Village, though.
That's
fine. Someone would like to talk about Village.
What, that somebody could take Nemesis?
No.
Who could take Nemesis in Village?
No, that was not where I was going at all. Like, originally I had a point.
Do you think Jack could take Nemesis?
No.
He too also survived getting hit by a car.
He's a fucking durable motherfucker, Jack.
Well, yeah, I thought he was dead for half the game, and then he fucking shows back up again, and he's like, oh, by the way, I'm still alive, and I'm a giant monster now. In one of the harder fights of the game.
Hard fight. Did you guys think, real thing, so in the trailers, they showed the giant chalice, which is supposed to be represent all four of the houses for Village, which were the flasks, like in the thing.
Right.
They showed the umbrella, quote-unquote, logo. They tried to tease. They're like, oh my, you know, they really were teasing some shit home in this. Did you think the reveal or what was a, like, where they briefly mentioned Umbrella, I thought it was a cop-out. Like, I was like, you didn't even have to mention Umbrella in this game, like, to try to tie it in. Like, we already know it's part of the canon, like, part of the games. Like, what did you think when the whole Umbrella reveal for the game?
I mean, I don't think they really needed to tie it in, but I didn't really
Was there a reveal?
They revealed that Spencer,
Spencer was there, yeah.
Went and met Mother Miranda. Basically, in my, how I read it, he was traveling
abroad. I read the intel,
She was
they
traveling
were
abroad researching. He met her when they were super young, like early 20s. She was researching molded and how to, like, infect things, and it gave him the inspiration to do legit bioweapons and do bioweapon research. But few people point out online, Spencer in the later games gets cut out of Umbrella. He dies a bitter old man, and he talks about in this game, in like the note, that Miranda was a...
Does he die a bitter old man? I thought you'd just kill him in Resident Evil Revelations.
Spencer?
I'm pretty sure he's like the last boss of Revelations, the first one. In like a fucking wheelchair and shit, and then he like transforms.
I thought you got rid of him in actually Zero, but I thought he actually, like, his original form died, and it was like a, I don't know. This Resident Evil lore, as we're talking about this, it's 25 years of Resident Evil this year. buddy, you're going to play through all of them. We're making you. It's part of it. We're doing it. It gets crazy. Like, it goes back and forth. I've played all the games multiple times. I can't remember every little detail of Resident Evil. But someone brought it up. Okay, he dies alone, dies bitter, dies this. Mother Miranda had basically figured out immortality. Mother Miranda is probably, like, what? They feel like over 100 years old.
Right, yeah.
Why didn't Spencer go back, become immortal, get infected, and try to destroy Umbrella and start, you know, start over? You know, it's kind of like a thing, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good plot point, you know? I mean, they wanted to bring Umbrella into this game. I just thought it was reaching. Like, it was like they didn't need to do it
again. Like, I don't think they needed to do it, but I didn't really care either way. Like, I didn't really think about it.
It's hard for... You'll know. You see, when you play all the other Resident Evil games, right, like, you're, yeah, like, waiting for this reveal. I feel like this game, my biggest gripe, because I do think the game's great, but all the trailers, Dimitrescu, all these things, they almost sold the game for something it wasn't.
Okay, no, I'm wrong. Wesker killed Spencer.
Okay. I knew, like, someone, I thought, killed Spencer at some point, like, later, but I couldn't remember.
He stabs him to death.
Classic Wesker.
Anyways, buddy, talk about the game.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we need to go through every single area, like, in depth. But I know Jared was not a fan of the Silent Hill ripoff house.
I liked it. I said it was fine. I just said that it was, like... I said that it was, like, just right. Like, it lasted just long enough for me to be like, all right, this is cool, this is scary. Like, if it would have went on longer than that with me with no guns, I'd have been like, this sucks.
On the second playthrough, it was not scary at all, because I was seriously in and out of that house in like 12 minutes. And that boss fight, quote-unquote, if you want to call it, that was like the weakest shit ever.
The thing is, I liked that because it wasn't a traditional boss fight. Like, I just kind of liked running and finding her. I thought it broke up.
Yeah, because it wasn't a boss fight.
Thing is, like, okay, every other boss
fight... It was a quick time event, basically.
All the other boss fights in the game, run and guns, similar things, I liked it. They just were like, let's change this up a little bit.
I wish that they'd utilize the creepy dolls more. Like, I thought they were gonna... Yeah,
they didn't really do anything. It was just, yeah, like...
There was concept art when you get all that shit at the end of them with weapons and shit. Like, I didn't see... Like, why weren't they coming at you?
There was one scene where when you first... like, walk out to the main room where you're gonna fight that doll fight, they all come out with, like, weapons
for a second.
Yeah, and they're, like, spikes, the and they threat. Attack you. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
But then after that, they're just, like, twitching.
Yeah,
that was it. What's the point of having a house full of dolls if all they're gonna do is twitch in the corner?
Okay.
Like, it would have been cooler if you're running around and the dolls are coming at you. Well,
if you take too long, they kill you, right?
I was gonna say, yeah. I just said that. I didn't know that the first time I played because I blasted through it.
Uh-huh.
I just assumed it because they start twitching harder and harder, and, like, the music gets more intense.
The second time I ran in circles for a little while because I was actually curious, and all of a sudden they all show up and attack you, and they all, to be honest, they almost one-shoot you. Like, so you...
Oh, I just figured they would. They don't?
You're, like, on red, so, like, you got, basically, because you know healing
shit. So you can get hit more than once? By them?
You basically have to make sure...
Fuck, that's easy. Jesus Christ.
But you have no heal. There's no... You don't have
any... Okay, but you're not going to get hit twice. I fucking sniped that shit on my first time.
I did too. I didn't know they did that.
And so did you, right? Because nobody fucking knew about this.
Right, yeah. Well, that's what I mean. When you
just said that, yeah. I mean, I knew about... Because I was just like, okay, this is what this is. Like, as they got more intense, I was like, all right, I'm on a time limit here because they're going to kill me. Like,
yeah.
But I do think that shit with finding the doll should have been... different.
Like, maybe after you found the doll, there was, like, a little fight or something, but, like, you find the doll three times and then it's just over.
It was so fast.
The thing is, her character, that, like, Lord, when you read the notes about her, she was actually, like, a decent woman. Like, she used her powers. Like,
didn't
the one guy's, like...
Did she die when she was a little girl? That's what the... I thought the...
Her gravestone has her only alive for 7 years.
Well, but
or
I think,
11 or something
I think
like
the doll is supposed to be the 11-year-old, like the kid. That's why she, like, interprets her, like, spirit or whatever, because it's actually a woman. But the woman in the shit, like, she meets the one guy and he talks about the note. He's like, I haven't seen my wife in 20 years. She's dead. And so-and-so came and made me talk to my wife.
Oh, yeah.
So she actually does, like, she's the Lord that, like, I think she kind of loses her mind, but she's not, she doesn't actually, I don't think, want to kill people. Even with Ethan, she's like, don't leave, stay with me. I don't know if there's that scene where it's like, no one's attacking. She just wants people around her, actually wants to help people.
What does this have to do with there not being an actual fight?
Because she's not a, she's actually not a bad
person. Okay, so you murdered her, so you murdered her in cold blood in a hallucinogenic rage.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
I don't understand what your point is.
No, I'm saying that she's not, because she, we were talking about, like, she's not actually, her character, I think.
She's insane and she's trying to kill you.
The doll
AKA
is part of
balls
her.
Fight. Boss fight.
Balls fight.
Balls fight.
Balls fight.
Balls fight, bro.
I just, it's a different villain. It's a different, she's not a full on.
I understand. We could have done the, all the same shit, but what Buddy's saying is then, like, fucking Spider Doll could come out and you could actually have a fight scene with it. Or something. You know
I think
what I mean?
They were.
Yeah, like, there's two forms to it or whatever. Like,
you do that, and then, like. And then, like, it mutates, you come back to reality, and then the doll is, like, fucking crazy, and you have all your guns back and shit, and then you can fight it.
Yeah.
Well, I think they always wanted it to just be a quick.
And you could even do something interesting because it's a puppet, right? Like, maybe it has, like, strings that you literally have to shoot down, and then it falls to the ground, and you have to go, like, knife it or something.
Mercenaries.
Zelda style.
I'm playing Mercenaries. Mercenaries in the final form of the castle. You have to chase the doll, and it has a giant health bar. You shoot the doll a few times, it runs away. It's another part of the castle area. Shoot the doll again, it runs away. Like, it's a long, like, that's the final thing.
But so they should have had something like that in the main game, though.
I like to fight. It was different because I'm used to running and gunning. And
but it could, you, it's not about whether or not we like it. It was there. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine, but I'm just saying.
They literally could have added anything else after it. There could have been more to it. That's all we're saying. Like, regardless of whether or not you like the fight or not, that's cool. It was whatever. It
was
fine.
Okay, who's your favorite lord?
It was Dimitrescu.
Dimitrescu?
I
are you
going to
say something controversial?
He's going to be like,
Heisenberg!
Heisenberg, my bro!
Yeah, Heisenberg, though, for real. Heisenberg, I liked his character.
Nice.
He was basically
his character was literally like,
he's like, Ethan, team up with me. Mother Miranda's garbage. I want to kill her. I like that.
He had the worst voice of all time. I could not stand listening to this guy talk.
I like Heisenberg.
That's Ethan me. Winters, let's kill Mother Miranda. Like, shut the fuck up.
I like Heisenberg. I liked it. I liked that dialogue with him yelling at the fight that you hate. The, like, engine-faced character.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, shut up. Like, he's, like, screaming at me. He's like, I just like.
I didn't hate that fight. I just thought it went on, like.
It was too
really
long.
Really long. Like,
it was too long, and it wasn't really, like, challenging either.
Right. It was just like, okay.
It was just like, I'm waiting for, like, this guy to die.
Okay, I get it. And, like, it went on so long that I was like,
I didn't die, but, like, even when he was shooting the flames out after he got, like, too injured.
Yeah, that's literally, like, halfway through the fight.
Well, no,
and I had to shoot him, like, 100 more times. Like, he's shooting fire. He's going crazy. I'm shooting him, like, 10 billion times, only in his generator spot. And the fight went on so long. This is my only criticism. Fight went on so long that I actually started to question whether or not I was missing something. I'm like, am I just stunning him by shooting this? Do I need to shoot something else after this? Like,
right,
what's going on? Because it's going on so long.
Because it doesn't give you any indication that he's taking damage either.
Right,
a lot
right.
Of that.
It's just like.
Well, because he gets more angry when he takes damage. He starts, like, fucking up and overheating.
It just takes forever. Like, and it's like, you got to give me something else to let me know that I'm actually, like, progressing in the fight. Like.
What do you think about Heisenberg's fight? Because I feel like that was when the game changed quite a bit. He's a Transformer.
Yeah, he was literally Megatron. Like,
well, like
it was cool. It was cool.
It was just so different than. Like, it went all of a sudden from being horror, and like, Chris is like, here, have this insane fucking weapon that I'm building in the basement of his factory. Fucking kill, like, go fight Heisenberg if you want to. So it was just, it was cool, but it was really random.
Yeah,
I thought it was fine because it was different. Because I mean, like Moreau and Dimitrescu fights, it's like, yeah, you're running around just shooting the fuck out of them. So I appreciated that it was something different.
That's
yeah.
Like the doll fight. Like I like we just talked about. Like I like things are.
Jared it just wasn't a fight. That's all. It wasn't a fight. It was an. It was like an event. Like
and like Jared said, it could have been a different style of fight. Like you're shooting down the marionette wings
I
or
liked
whatever.
It
yeah,
that
like
he grabbed her.
It's fine as a part of something. Like
I like
cool. It's not a fight. You can't call it a fight.
I liked that he grabbed her, and her he stabbed.
We get
her
it.
One
you
time.
Fucking love it. It's the greatest boss fight in Resident Evil history. Like, we understand.
The face
like,
splits.
Nemesis would explode during at this boss fight. Like
you can see the Kadu because her face
what,
splits. At
in
one
the
point.
Annals of fucking great boss fights in video game history. Fucking Ben Vientos going down like in the top five.
Clearly,
for sure.
I just said
easily
that. top. Easily. Honestly,
fuck Ganondorf in Hyrule Castle yeah. with
top,
the volleyball and shit. Like,
top two boss fights of all time for real, dog. I'm gonna get a Benvenuto doll tattoo.
Okay, so Moreau's area. That's like the only one we haven't really talked about at all.
I liked his area.
Was very Zelda-esque to me. Like okay. when you're running through, like flipping the switches and trying to get all the levels correct. I thought the boss fight was a little underwhelming because again, it was very similar to the Dimitrescu fight.
Yeah,
you're running
yeah.
around just shooting him.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was a good boss fight.
Yeah. I feel like you.
I mean, like it was fine, but like
dodging.
It didn't, like,
I actually died. I died like three times on the acid.
I died
rain.
One. That was
because
I literally
had no idea what was going on. I was like, "Where's he at? What is he doing?" And all of a sudden, it's just
the
like acid rain. And then finally, after like dying three times, I looked. I was like, "Oh, he's on a roof, like just spinning."
Well, because
and
you know
like,
you can get underneath the overhangs they have. Yeah.
Obviously, because I beat the game, Miles, so
yeah,
you
know,
I figured this out eventually.
No.
Like,
there's actually a challenge that says beat Moreau in under a minute.
Right,
so
it's
like,
one of those additional, like, to
like,
get the
so what, kill him before he even gets to the roof, basically?
Yeah, yeah, that's like, so
well,
I
they all
know.
Have, like, a time limit. Like,
but his is
like,
the shortest. Dimitrescu is, like, 2.5 minutes. I beat
right.
her in 4 the
so what do you
time.
Do with Moreau? Just fucking cap him with a magnum 3 times?
Basically, I feel like you run up, magnum, grenade launcher, done.
Magnum.
Well. Yeah.
For good
yeah,
measure.
Yeah, if you have enough ammo, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean. Yeah, I thought it was fine. It's just, you know, it's like, it's a boss fight. It was cool.
All right.
I All thought
right. final, not final, but big opinions that we haven't talked about. Each you guys go. What do you think, buddy? What are some things you love about the game? Like pluses and negatives on the game.
I mean, obviously, I guess we haven't talked about this really in all of our conversations, but obviously, I'm a big like Universal Monster guy.
Yeah.
So I mean, I appreciate like even though I didn't think it was as scary. As something like the biohazard stuff with the molded people coming at you. Like, again, I thought the lichens were cool. Dimitrescu, I believe I read online, and I mean, you guys can confirm this, is the first vampire in Resident Evil ever.
She's not even really a vampire,
she's
though.
She's not
like,
technically a vampire, but
right,
yeah,
but
still, yeah.
It's and like the first thing, when you see the three daughters, okay, I was like, in my mind, I was like, okay, Dracula had three wives.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just really liked the mythology that they created
that was
with
probably
it.
Purpose, like,
oh, I guarantee
yeah.
it was, like,
yeah.
But,
It's definitely purposely. I mean, look at even Biohazard, the dinner table scene. It's
well,
right
said,
right
they
out of
said,
CCM.
Yeah,
like,
they said they wanted to do a more American horror with, like, number 7.
American horror. Everything is fucking dirty and it's like,
okay,
American horror, an episode of Hoarders.
Okay, so here's something I did not like about the game and that we haven't talked about yet.
Okay.
So after you're out of the castle and you're back in the village and you're trying to get through to like all these houses and explore and shit, I hated after that, how much of a hassle it was to just go around the fucking village.
It's terrible.
Like,
oh my god, the map is dog shit. The map is so fucking
because, like,
bad.
There's the one part where you
Holy
have to, like...
Holy fuck. It's like, on the map, there's a road here. And then you, like, try and go up the road. It's, like, 700 trucks just blocking your path.
Like, at least have
it on... They never move. They never move throughout the end of the game. So that road that's on the map is just have, like, it blocked off on the map.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the map needs to be... And, like, you're cranking up the car or whatever.
I don't give a fuck about...
The tractor. Yeah, crawling on the tractor.
But, like, why couldn't... Like, in the game, like, why couldn't you find a way... Okay, we're just gonna push this out of the fucking way so I don't have to crawl under this every time I want to go through this area. Like, I just thought it was very, like... Because it's not challenging. It's just annoying. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like, it's
not, when I'm walking through the main village part, I seriously am checking the map, like, every 3 seconds. It's like, every time I'm facing a certain direction, I'm like, map, okay, this is... I know I'm going in the right general direction. I have no idea if an asteroid is going to come down and block the fucking path or not.
I will say I agree with what you guys are saying, but... There's a few, like, shortcuts in the village, but only because I, like, ran around and looked a lot. Like, it's hard to explain without looking at the map and being, this, you could do this. Like, there's certain rooms where you could run through the barn and jump through something. A lot of the barns would connect to other spots. Like, that spot you're talking about with the tractor that I have to lift up.
Right, but
I
still
only ran through that one time.
That's not a defense. The map is terrible.
It's just...
Yes, there's shortcuts. I found them. Like, I've done... It's not something...
Right, yeah, but I'm
there's
just
certain
saying,
parts of the game that you can literally only get to by going through that barn.
Like,
and
I'm
like,
I'm
me
just
going to make all
way.
The houses blue, I had to go through all these fucking hidden paths and shit to do it. It's annoying because the map is not clearly marked
where you can go and
where
you where
you can
go
and you can't go. Like, it would be so easy to just be on the map, like...
And have the fucking truck there that you
the
can't
truck,
fucking pass.
The truck, like, oh, there's a blockage there. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go down this road. Instead of every time I see that road, I never remember there's a truck there. I just look at a map, and video game brain tells me, trust the map. Go down this road, and you'll get to where you're fucking going. Nice fucking try. There's a truck there. Like, it's awful. Why can't Ethan just, if they want to go super realism, when you find the truck there, just have fucking
marks
make
it
so like Ethan like fucking scratches it off on the map.
I'm fine like with just him seeing that and then doing notes.
You
I
can,
like games when I do notes.
You
on the
you
maps
can
and shit.
Everything you find in the fucking game ends up on your goddamn map. Like you find
it's
a treasure you find like a goddamn like a drawer that you have to lockpick.
Yeah.
It's marked on the map for the rest
right,
of the game
yeah.
until you open it. Like, there's a lockpick in this fucking house. Like,
yeah. That's, like, the only exception where it's not like that. Jared, what did you...
Yeah, what do you think?
What
pluses
something,
and minus. A few pluses and minus.
Like, some stuff we haven't talked about already.
I think that... I think I've already complained about all the shit that I think were minuses in the game. I think that you go a little too harsh on it not being as scary as 7. I think that...
I felt that way until you got to the fucking dollhouse, because the dollhouse,
like,
that
I'm
was
saying, like, not even the
seven.
Doll... I think that the game has a way of being, like a Resident Evil game is. They don't really actually, if you think about it, Resident Evil games don't rely heavily on jump scares and shit like that. It's usually, like, you're kind of afraid of your environment. You open into a room, and, like, you're scared of what's going to be in there. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, and then, like... It is fucking guy with chainsaw arms, you know what I mean? And then it's just like, fuck, you know what I mean? And like, so I thought it was like scary throughout. Like,
Heisenberg shit was scary with those fucking the
those
chainsaw
guys
dudes
would come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and they
those
just,
cats
like,
were scary
a room
as fuck.
And they were
yeah.
just like, they were like, oh fuck.
Those
like,
cats, those dudes scared the shit out of me. I thought Dimitrescu Castle was scary enough,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, because it gets to the point like where it's just like you go through the main hall and then all of a sudden like. Dimitrescu is there,
well,
and then also one of the daughters is like, I'm gonna fuck you, and then you're just like, oh shit, you just have flies all over you, you just have to run, and you have, like, no idea where they're at, like.
How good were a couple of the parts where you walked out of, like, the upper stairwell in the castle, and you're running, and all of a sudden you run into Dimitrescu's, like, ass,
just,
like, in her, like, she's, like, walking, like, in front of you, and I'm just like, oh, that's her ass, and then I run by, and you hear, like, open her claws and shit.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever have that, where you're like,
I got behind her a few times, like,
yeah.
not even planning it. I was like, oh,
no,
shit.
Yeah.
And, like,
and she's like, eh, and you're like there, you know?
No, there's scary moments in that, like, too, where you like, all right, like, I got to get to this room, okay?
Yeah.
You run through the main hall. You're like, okay, no sign of Dimitrescu. This is good. Clean run through the hall. You open up a door to go where you're at, and she's literally right there, and like fucking ducks through the door. I'm literally just pissing my other. Like, literally just want to fucking kill myself. So I think it did a good job through there. I think that like it feels more like a Resident Evil game with like the merch. I just think that it was like that, like a really good blend of like horror and like. I have a gun. This is fun. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, no matter how scary the game gets, when I blow a fucking Lycan's head off, I'm just like, Like, you know what I mean? It's same in Resident Evil 4. Like, you could be in a goddamn, in the fucking situation where it's, you're like, surrounded by the entire village. You don't even know where, like, you just walk into a certain area of the village and some cat's like, Matoro! And I'm just like, oh my god! And it just plays that fucking, like, music, like, that, like, ambient, like, dread music. And I'm just like, oh my, like, fuck.
The best part about Resident Evil 4 is when they say that and they point, like almost like Village of the Damned, where it's like, Domela! And he points to it, and all of a sudden, villagers are all like this. They turn around, and they just hold their sights up and start running. But, like, they always have the one guy in the distance who's like, Domela! Like, pointing, but he's, like, pointing so mad at you. He can be, like, a mile away, and they're all like, and they just start, like, going towards you. I love that.
I'll be scared as fuck in Resident Evil 4 when it's, like, a whole-ass village coming at me, and I don't even know what direction they're coming from and shit, and I can't run and shoot. So, and then, you know, but then, like, you get that clean fucking shot, and their head explodes, and I'm just like, man, I'm about to die right now, but that was fucking dope.
Any other things, like, pluses or minuses before I go into mine with you guys? Anything?
I mean, nothing we haven't really talked about. Nothing's really coming to mind
at the moment. I enjoyed the whole Dimitrescu backstory a lot. I was not let down by, like, the wine. Like, the main
I like that.
Like, their blood being the wine. Like, I think that was also the vampire
aspect. Yeah, and she had to, like, what? To keep her size was because her metabolism was so fast. Yeah, and then she had to, like...
She had a rare blood disease and, like, the Cadeau thing made it... So she had to consume human
blood. That's why she got so...
To maintain.
Yeah, like, her metabolism was so big, it made her grow. She had to constantly have it. And I liked it, like, the daughters were, like, dead for days, and they came back as flies, recreated their bodies. Like, they didn't have corpses anymore. And, like, the cold... I liked that you had to shoot the windows out, and, like, the cold froze them and stuff. I don't know. It was... Her stuff was, like, really well done, that whole castle.
Her part was the best part of the game.
Yeah, the castle was... Yeah, the castle was the best part of the game, and that's also why I was disappointed a little bit. I was like, all right.
And it reminded me, and like, yeah, I liked the castle's the best part of the game, and like you said, the castle is beautiful. It really reminded me of, like, Resident Evil 1 or, like, Resident Evil 4. Because, like, now it just feels like in Resident Evil 7 and 8, like, after you get out of the castle, is like, okay, this is scary because it's an episode of Hoarders. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, okay, Kat, like, I am sick and fucking tired of seeing, like, fucked up houses. Like, just give me some more variety here. Like, why is everything got to be so fucking messy? It's not scary. It just fucking is, like, irritating to see. And like, goddamn, like, you know, the castle is just, like, nice, gothic, cool atmosphere. Yeah. It's like the mansion in Resident Evil 1 or the castle in Resident Evil 4. Yeah. You know, like, so...
Me, pluses and minuses quickly. I loved, like, you talked about, like, some of the, like, almost, like, classic monster feel they brought to the games. I loved the way the inventory's done, all the guns. Like, I actually really liked all the guns, like, the upgrading. Everything is, like, felt like a spiritual successor to 4. Minuses? Oh, last plus. I liked... how different each of the Lord's areas was, as much as it could be, like, the water area, the castle, the factory. I thought they did a good job of making them all feel where it was, like, I liked it. I was looking forward to getting to every area. I liked the running around the village. I understand everything you guys were saying. But, like, overall, I liked playing the game all the way until the end. And, like, my minuses are I felt like they... built the story up so much where there's going to be crazy reveals. They're going to, you know, do a bunch of stuff with the lore. And a lot of the reveals, the stuff at the end, I feel like fell flat for me. It was probably my biggest letdown. Like, I feel like they tried to hint that there was going to be so much more story-wise in this game, and to be honest, it really wasn't. Like Rose at the end, big spoiler, Rose going to see...
Watch out, she's the protagonist of the next game, watch out.
Exactly. Eric going to see her dad's grave. Yeah, going to see her dad's grave. My biggest thing, and I talked to Buddy about this, we weren't allowed to talk about it. You told me to wait for the podcast. So Eve...
She has to be aging rapidly. Yes. Because it's not... we're not taking a fucking 17-year time skip.
So Rose has to age rapidly. There's no way she's not aging 2 to 5 years every year.
Well, because here was my theory at first, and then it was squashed like almost immediately. Because in 7... the way you're, like, revealing the backstory and, like, what the fuck is going on is you're watching these VHS tapes.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit, does this take place in the 90s or even, like, the early 2000s?
Yeah.
But then in this game, in Village, literally in Ethan or whatever's on his iPhone the entire fucking time.
And
so it's like, it has to be modern day.
One of the memos, I think, says 2016 or 17. Like, actually says a year, so fuck all that up.
So, yeah, she has to age rapidly because, like, it's not like we jumped to
2030. Did it not say a day, like, 3 years later or something?
But it never says what year.
7 never says what year it is the thing. 7 in the game never has
No, I'm saying at the end of the game with Rose, it doesn't say, like, 10 years later or some shit.
No, it just cuts back to her, like, just at her dad's grave. And that guy cuts a joke. Like,
I know that.
He's like, Eve, and then he's like, she's like, what the fuck did you say?
She said, he said Evelyn.
Or Evelyn, I'm sorry. Yeah, but she was like, what? And the guy was terrified. He's like, nothing, Rose. Like,
yeah, okay. She's like, I'm going to show you shit that even Chris doesn't know I can do.
Ooh. Yeah. So at the end, and people, this and is
then
the
Leon's going to snipe you from like a building 600 years away.
The end, when they're driving off into the distance... Apparently, photo mode is up the entire time in these cutscenes. Everyone's saying Capcom did this purposely, which I feel like it's not a big reveal, but the final cutscene where like the van, the SUV's driving into the distance so long and it stops. I don't know if you guys remember this.
Yeah, and then there was
and you see
in the
someone
road.
Get in, multiple people in photo mode. You can zoom in. So people have like stopped the cutscene, zoomed, and everyone said that it's Ethan walking in the distance, stops the fucking van. Or whatever he gets in. I hope it's not. I keep hoping, like I said to you, I'm hoping like...
It's Leon.
Leon
it's
and fucking
it's
Rose.
It's Ethan. Says who? All the people that saw his face never?
Well, it's so pixelized that it looks like his character model, but I guess you can't see a... you can't see a face in the game anyways, but it, like it's not fully clear.
You see like his mouth, I think.
It's, okay, another gripe. Why can't we see Ethan's face? They do that purposely, like they show his body. Like I don't understand what's such a big deal about him being.
It's just a meme at this point. It's just like the guy the neighbor next door in Home Improvement.
Okay.
The way they shot it at the very end, I was like, this is the most Home Improvement shit I've ever seen in my life.
It
was like to the point where like someone was gonna, like, it was gonna like show like have like Ethan lift his head up and like. Somebody's gonna like pass Chris a gun, like to like block his fucking face, like right at the time.
Because at first I would have thought, like, okay, we're not seeing his face because he's dead or whatever. But like, Chris didn't even fucking know that, so it's not like he would look like a corpse, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I don't know what the big deal is. Can we talk about Chris's section just for 1 second? How hard were you guys flexing?
When Chris goes through and kills 60 Lycans back to back, because I counted. Because they do, like, the how many people have you killed with the assault rifle. Chris, in 5 minutes, kills 60 Lycans.
Right, this wouldn't, like I said, before I even got to this part, I was like, this wouldn't even be a fucking game if it was just Chris. Like, it would just literally be like, Dimitrescu, nice try. Like, that. I mean, the whole game could have been avoided if Chris would have literally just been like...
I'm gonna go in here and shoot everything.
Ethan, that's not your wife. Like,
yeah.
Chill, we're gonna bring you to, like, this fucking place with Rose or whatever, and, like, Ethan would be like, okay, dude, like, let's go. Their car gets attacked. Like, it... it still could have not been a game because then, like, Chris could have been like...
Even Ethan could have teamed up with Chris and been like, let's co-op this village.
He didn't need to team up.
But I'm being dead. But no, honestly, even if he did, because Ethan's...
He seriously was there just building that weapon the entire time. Well, he was literally going to drive that weapon, kill Heisenberg, and probably drive that weapon into, like, Dimitrescu's castle, like, chainsaw her in fucking half, and then, like, yeah...
The biggest problem when I said in mind, the mice is the story plots.
Can you imagine if Chris fought Mother Miranda in that like weapon thing that he fucking built? It's so funny.
Mother Miranda's fight didn't even feel like it was the same video game. All of a sudden you're in some weird hellish world and you're fighting her. It just...
Was I? I just thought she was just...
It was at the ceremony site.
It was just covered in, like, mold.
But yeah, she right? was...
No, it was, like, all different color. It just didn't...
Well, she makes it all dark for a second. And I mean, yeah, like, the molded, like, trees or whatever.
Yeah, fucking, like everything's, like, whatever, in, like, these weird reds. And it just... The end of the game, I feel like, after you get to Heisenberg, why I asked, it feels like three different type games. Like, all... Like, the game's very consistent with the style and things like that.
No, it's not. It changes throughout. The only, like... The one that's different... Like, cause like you said, oh, the Benevento boss fight's so different. That's why I fucking think it's the greatest boss fight of all time.
I like every boss fight.
Yeah, it's completely, it's horror simulator. It's like, they turn, like,
we all know Jared doesn't like modern things, so he doesn't like Outlast.
I just fucking said that I like this game a lot. Like, I have more positive to say about it than negative. But same. I'm just saying, like, why are you only calling out the end of the game when that part of the game is, like, right smack in the middle, completely fucking different from everything else that happens in the game? It changes the style of game throughout, like,
every area is different.
It does, but I just feel like it goes... I feel like the end, that's my biggest gripe with the game. I feel like it was consistent with the Lords, and then they didn't know how to end the game or tie everything together in a way that was, like, more satisfying than
they knew how to end the game. They wanted to fucking have Chris fucking... They wanted you to fucking have the part of the game where Chris just fucking fists everybody. You can't have Chris Redfield in a game and expect him not to fucking just go giga chat all over everything.
Well, that was,
I would have been pissed if there wasn't a part of that in the game where I'd be like, God damn, Chris was in this village the entire time. He didn't fucking drop a nuke on it like the first 2 seconds. It wouldn't make any sense. Even less sense than him fucking not telling Ethan what the fuck was going on.
My other biggest gripe with the whole thing and the story things, I just felt like the story could have been better in this game overall. It could have been written better where too many weird plot points, it could have been completely avoided. But that's my... And that's not even like a huge gripe because I really like this game, but it's the truth. Like, I just... Little things like bother me like that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there could be improvements in any game, basically, but like...
Right, but I feel like these were like...
Ocarina of Time, but...
I don't know, fam.
What would you change?
Oh, we're gonna get way off.
What would you improve about Ocarina of Time? Tell me.
I'm
genuinely curious.
I mean...
God, you're having a hard time.
I am having a hard time. Yeah.
Why? Because it's fucking amazing and it's just great. Like... I wouldn't change anything about Majora's Mask either. Like,
the changes they did on the 3DS one with Majora's Mask. But
what was where you can select
what time you want?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good change.
Well, go ahead.
No, I'm just gonna say we're getting into Majora's Mask. We're getting into
Okay. So as
let's wrap it up, brothers.
As we wind down here, is there anything we haven't?
Any discussed? Good podcast is built on sidebars. I just want to say that right now.
No, like, I know we've sidebarred on this. Trust me.
Miles spent the entire first half of the podcast talking about 10 billion games that Buddy's never played before. We mentioned one game that Miles hasn't played. He's like, holy shit, dude, end the podcast! Fuck, end the whole thing!
Everything was Resident Evil. We talked about Zelda over 2 podcasts, so I'm trying to keep
up. He's still butthurt that he didn't get to talk about all of his video games.
I'm okay. I've come to terms with it because we did a Resident Evil podcast, and I'm going to do more Resident Evil podcasts.
I'm just saying that, like, you know, Buddy made a statement. You could change stuff for the better in every game. I said Ocarina of Time. He struggled to come up with an improvement, and that was my point.
Okay.
I'll say this. In Final Fantasy VII, you could have made the graphics better.
Okay, in Ocarina of Time, you can have it where you're not going to completely ruin your fucking game in the Water Temple if you fucking mess up.
Okay, there you go. That's fair. That's fair. And you know what? They did improve that in Master Quest.
Yes.
No, I'm just trying.
So, all right, Miles is trying to go to bed. So
no, I'm trying to.
No,
trying
if we say if we in. Say if we said Silent Hill or Resident Evil right now, it'd be another 600 hours of this.
I know when to rope it in, brothers. That's all right.
He said, "I know good podcasts are built on sidebars." Sidebar. Drake, like nah meme. Like.
So I. Are you guys excited where it's going to go from here, or indifferent about it, or?
I want to play as Leon again. I don't want to play as Rose in the next game. I want to play as Leon.
If you're going to change. Go ahead. You got it.
I was
going to
say, so what if the person who got in the car is Leon, and then the next game is like a Leon-Ashley scenario, but it's Leon and Rose?
I like that. I like that. I think it'd be awesome.
The problem with that is that they've already alluded that Chris is training her and that she's going to be a fucking insane bioweapon.
So
why would she need Leon?
That was my point. So do they make Rose, like, do they change the series up where they give Rose, like, legit powers? Like, someone comes up, she blows them away with, like, power or tentacles or mind control. Do they change, like, this'll be the ninth entry, main entry. Do we change the game where they actually have, like, RPG elements, where they actually, like, almost change Rose's characteristics? They've never done that in Resident Evil. Can they do that and mix survival horror and it work?
Do you think? I think they could. I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to continue with just the first person shooter kind of scenario if they're going to continue this story on. They could make it work. I just don't think that would even be on their radar to do that.
But they've hinted too much, like that Rose has these powers. Do you make Rose?
Well, yeah, I mean, they could easily make it like an Infamous or something like that. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I don't know if I'm that interested in it. But
maybe even it'd change the series too much for me, and I would like it, but it would be too far to the left.
They've already fucking changed the entire series to straight fucking action game and then brought it back. And then so, like, they might, you know, do it again.
I have a hard time ranking the Resident Evil series because it's gone through. The series has evolved and changed so many times. It's nothing like how it was originally.
That shouldn't affect your ability to rank it. Which ones do you like better than the other ones?
I like all three eras, so I'm gonna put the eras. The 4 through 6.
Yeah, apparently you don't, because 9. Like fucking 5, you're like, God, dog shit, get that out of my face. Worst game I've ever played.
He's just mad I don't like 5. But alright. Buddy, play the rest of the Resident Evil games. I'm calling you out on the podcast.
It'll happen, so
I bet you if Resident Evil 5 had the storage system from Resident Evil 4, you would be like, fuck, all time GOAT game. God.
I gotta finish Ghost of Tsushima and then.
Tsushima!
Ghost of Tsushima!
What are Jared and Buddy's highs and lows of the game?
No, they.
We went through
they
it.
They went first. I let them go. Yeah, I want them to go first.
Oh, I must have blitzed.
How many miles? How many. Okay, because I've already beaten it twice. Jared will probably never play it again, but how many times do you plan on playing?
Play it again?
He already said he doesn't
play. I might go back and try and kill the werewolf, because I have three max. I have 3 Magnum rounds that I saved to try and fucking get heavy damage on him. If I could snipe his head with all 3 of those rounds, and then, like, I feel like a couple of shotgun blasts after that should do it. I don't know.
Because once you know what you're doing, it's not a long game.
Have you used any Magnum on him?
I used Magnum and a rocket launcher.
How many Magnum?
Like 2, 3 rocket launcher rounds.
Rocket launchers don't do anything.
Or, like, grenade launcher.
I mean, grenade launcher. It does. I feel like grenade launcher in this game does infinite stun damage, barely any actual damage.
If you shoot it at, like, grenade launcher was really good for those, like, weird werewolves. You know, ones that, like, the crazy looking ones. You know,
was it good for them? Because
I killed them with it. Like
I killed them with it too. It took six fucking grenades. Like,
didn't take me that long.
Bullshit. You remember this, Maisie? The one by the goddamn the reservoir. Yeah. The one that you basically. Well, you actually don't have to fight him. You can. Run out of there. Like, it's just it'd be a pain in the ass that every time you have to revisit that area.
The actual, like the big dog thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took me like five or six grenades to kill. I shot him with the.
This time. We talked about the giant. Like, I didn't kill it. It was optional.
Right, yeah.
And I killed it this time, so.
Well, I'm proud of you, dude. All right, well, we got to wrap this up and ride into the sunset. Again, if you guys haven't subscribed to the show, make sure you do that. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever. We're making Miles a burner Twitter account one of these days.
Just do it.
I'm gonna post it. It's gonna be like no conjunctions whatsoever.
My name is Miles.
Hello, thank my you. Name is Miles. Deadly premonition in my top 10. Like,
all right. Thank you guys for listening.
Deadly Premonition is better than Resident Evil 5.
I'm sure we'll be talking about this game at some point in the future, so if anyone wants to know anything, leave us a comment down below.
Deadly Premonition or Village?
Anything. Just leave us a comment down below.
We've just suggested in a podcast that's probably going to come out after this one, but for Buddy's 1,000 subscriber special, we might go live for 1,000 minutes and try to 100% a game in, it's what, 16 hours? On live stream.
Deadly Premonition.
And we're saying that it might be Deadly Premonition.
I have 89% of the trophies for that game. The thing is, like, okay, all right, for real, dog. You guys are going to play this. We're going to get through it. And
no, you'll have to be there. Like, there's no way we'll 100% the game without you there. Like,
I'm excited, bro.
You're going to have to tell us, like, where everything is.
I'm excited. I'm almost gonna pull up the screenshot where the main.
Well, it's not confirmed. Like, it's not confirmed. We don't know what game we're.
We don't
gonna
know what we're gonna do.
I saw the screenshot today. There's a cutscene when the guy's talking to one of the local sheriffs. And he's like, "When I was young, I was a punk rocker, and I always like laughing at that because great game."
I'm honestly dreading Buddy getting 1,000 subscribers now because sitting down for 16 hours and playing a mid video game
if we platinum the game before the 16 hours, we can end it early.
So that's just our incentive to literally just fucking like.
You could, like, to be honest.
We need to just body the game.
You could platinum Deadly Premonition in one playthrough if you actually had even a guy to. Because I almost platinumed it one try. Yeah. So.
But yeah, 1,000 subscribers coming soon. Miles will be on. A few more podcasts coming up, and yeah, let us know what you guys want to see in the comments down below. We will be discussing your favorite video games of all time at some point. But for right now, this is Buddy the Bruiser. I'm signing off.
Midnight Miles. I'll see you later. Thanks, guys.
Dynamite Jared. I'll catch you gamers down the road.